probably did not expect him because, you know, going into the race, Mickey was ranked seventh out of the eight runners.
The last state titles of the 2010 school year are in, with some unanticipated wins for Skagway and Haynes.
It's the first time in a long time that a Haynes athlete has won all schools.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more, up next. Anglers in the Chilkat Inlet can take home more kings this summer for the first time in 6 years. Rich Chapel is in the Haynes Fish and Game Office. Biologists there forecast king salmon abundance each year for the Chilkat and other king stocks.
That forecast is based on how many fish of a certain age were caught or escaped in the previous years, and then we get the rates of the returns of their siblings in the following years. So we can make it a pretty rough estimate about what the king salmon abundance should be each year.
Projections for this year's Chilkat run are good, around 5,200 Chinooks. Since that's well above the escapement goal of 3,600, the department is allowed to increase the bag and possession limits.
And based on the high survival of the king salmon that had been out to sea for 2 years last year, we expect a pretty good number of those fish to be coming back as three ocean fish this year.
So, from Letnikoff Cove to Seduction Point, possession limits are increased from 2 to 3 kings per resident starting Tuesday. Non-residents can now catch 2 a day. The change is in effect through the end of July.
It isn't very common. I guess the last time this was done in Chilkat Inlet was in 2004, when there was a forecast for 6,000 returning large king salmon in river.
Chapel says biologists have suspected the call would be made, but before they made the announcement Monday, they waited for some early season indicators that their projections were on target.
And just based on the rate at which king salmon are coming into the Taku River gives me a rough idea that the marine survival is within the normal range and there hasn't been some crash in productivity out in the marine environment this year.
And although catch rates have been slow for area anglers, Chapel says the hours are not that different from the rest of Southeast and should be picking up soon.
The catch rates have been around 50 or 60 hours for king salmon, that's pretty slow. It's a lot of dragging a herring around. But people have been catching kings, and they've been catching a lot of shakers. But, you know, we expect that catch rates should pick up. The king salmon catch rates for anglers have been slow all over Southeast. Sounds like they're picking up on the outer coast. So we expect fish to be moving in here, hopefully in the next couple weeks.
And that expected return of the Chilkat Kings is just in time for the Haynes King Salmon Derby, which starts this weekend. The timing is a little later than last year, Chapel says, which should be better for intercepting that return.
The fish that we've seen harvested so far in Chilkat Inlet have been immature fish, so not this year's spawners, but just rearing fish in the area. So it seems like early in the year you get some of the younger fish just ducking into Chilkat Inlet to take advantage of whatever feed is in there, then they move out again. And then later in May and in June, then we get the mature Chilkat Kings coming back to the river.
No other fishing regulations other than bag and possession limits for kings in part of the Chilkat Inlet are changed at this time, but Chapel says good king returns are expected on the Chilkat side and in Pullen Creek, which will probably lead to an upcoming limit increase in Taya Inlet, similar to last year's. Summer vacation started for most Lynn Canal students last weekend, but while their classmates were spending their first days of break relaxing at home, about 20 local students were in Fairbanks, breaking a sweat to bring home the last sports medals of the school year. Skagway track team brought back 7, and Haynes added 8 to the school's wins. For the Panthers, 2 state titles from senior Mickey Wilson. Kent Fielding traveled with the team of 7 as their coach.
Mickey Wilson won the 400 and the 800 and finished 3rd in the long jump. Quinn Weber finished 3rd in the 2 mile, or the 3,200, and 4th in the 1,600. And Amanda Jensen finished 4th in the 3,200 and 3rd in the 1,600.
Fielding's been working with the class of 2010's Weber, Jensen, and Wilson for all 4 of their high school years. That's part of what made their final races as Panthers so exciting. But it also didn't hurt that Wilson, without warning, broke a state record in his final race.
The most exciting race, let's put it that way, was the 800 that Mickey Wilson won, because the favorite in that was Jacob Kirk, and Jacob Kirk won both the boys 1600 and 3200. Very few people beat him this year, so you know the plan was for Mickey to hang in second or third. up to the last 200 and then try to outkick him, which he did. But Mickey set a 2.83 record for the 800. I also told him that Kirk probably did not expect him because, you know, going into the race, Mickey was ranked seventh out of the eighth runners by time.
The guy he beat was also a member of the team that took the overall state championship for the division, Anchorage's Grace Christian School, and he'll be running at the University of Montana next year. The Skagway boys track team finished sixth overall among the 20 or so 1, 2, and 3A schools in the state, and that's pretty remarkable for a team with only two athletes.
It went well. We won seven medals. The boys finished sixth with two guys. Yeah, it was good.
Besides the two boys, five girls represented their fellow Panthers in Fairbanks for last weekend's state meet. Fielding says the girls, who placed 12th overall, brought home personal records, or PRs, in just about everything they competed in.
The other exciting news is the girls 4x4, which finished 5th, they PR'd by 8 seconds. Actually, two of the girls that I took up there, Caitlin and Amanda, who ran 4 races, they PR'd in everything. And Amanda, who finished, I mean, she finished 4th in the 2-mile, but she PR'd by 20 seconds in the 2-mile.
Jensen's among the seniors who showed proud improvements after 4 years of track practices and meets, says Fielding.
What was really good for the girls was Amanda, both on the mile and 2-mile, she passed two people in both those races in the final 100 yards, which is really important for her because for 4 years we've been working on our kick. And you know, she medaled in both those races, but she had to pass two people in the last 100 yards to do it. That was exciting.
A few of the seniors plan to keep running as they enter their freshman years at various universities.
Quinn is going to be running down at the Colorado School of the Mines. He's looking at, you know, running cross country and looking into the 5,000 and 10,000 meters in track. Mickey right now is going to be running at UAF, though he's been recruited by UAA, because UAA has a track program. The actual coach is going to call him this week. Amanda's talked about running next year, but I don't know if she will or not. I think she's going down to Utah.
Haynes is now home to the top male and female discus throwers in its division, one of them beating out every other thrower in the state.
It's the first time in a long time that Haynes athlete has won all schools.
Class of 2010's Fran Daly swept the event at last weekend's state track meet in Fairbanks, as one of her coaches, Greg Schlachter, explains.
We had two first place finishes. Fran Daly won first in the discus, and she beat all schools, which is real neat, beating 4A and 3A athletes. And Jesse Piper PR'd by about 9 feet. And won the discus, so that was really exciting as well.
Graduated senior Jesse Piper also took second in the 110-meter high hurdles, just one of the 8 medals won by the 14-athlete state team. The boys' 4x100 relay team took third.
And Fran also was on the 4x2 team, and they took third.
When it was all said and done, the girls tied for 6th place overall, and the boys took 8th among 1, 2, and 3A Alaska schools. 4 seniors competed as high schoolers for the last time in the 2-day meet.
Brian Huntsman ran in the 2-boy relays. Then Fran did the discus shot. She took second in the shot put as well. And she also did the 4x1 and 4x2. And Jordan Piper did the high jump. And then Jesse ran on the 4x1, which took third, took fourth in the shot, and took second in the hurdles. Those two seniors, Fran and Jesse, did quite a number of events, and they did really, really well over the course of those 2 days.
The graduated track members don't have solid plans to continue at the collegiate level, but they have the potential to keep competing in track and field, Schlachter says.
I think Jesse did a fantastic job in the 110 highs. You know, he's only been doing them for going on 4 weeks now, and the first time he ever learned how to three-step the hurdles, which is kind of significant for running faster, was at the Juno invite, and he learned during the race, and so for him to take second in the state and have the fastest seed time going into state, that's pretty remarkable, and it really shows his athleticism. I'm really trying to encourage him to compete at the next level, because I think he has the athleticism to be a collegiate track and field athlete. Jordan may try to high jump at Humboldt State, and Fran is going to UAF, and they don't have a track team. the year after, she will be doing a transfer program at another school, and so she may run track. She's real interested in continuing throwing after this weekend. And Jesse's going to UAA, and so he may run track up there.
Anchorage Christian's girls team took first overall, but the Haynes team is still young, and coaches have high hopes for the years to come.
We had some great volunteer coaches in Dave Berry and Tyrell Horton. Jeremy Strong's just been an integral part of both coaching and the logistics of traveling. He's helped out a ton, and I think the performances at state really go to show what a phenomenal coach Jim Stanford is in the throws. You know, to have two seniors win both discus events, that's just phenomenal. And I think looking ahead, T.O. Lynch did the long jump, and she took seventh, but it didn't have her best jump. But, you know, her PR from last year at 14.7 would have put her in second place. And then our girls 4x4 team is all sophomores, and so that's really neat. And they took third in the state. And it's a bunch of freshmen who took second in the state last year, and they're just getting faster and faster. And so they'll be fun to watch develop as well. And the 4x2 team and the 4x1 team are all sophomores and freshmen, except for Fran. So it's a real young team, and I think they have a really bright future.
Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell.